All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, most of the headlines right now in Major League Baseball center around the Houston Astros sign-stealing scandal. And one team that is really upset about this is the New York Yankees. Now, the Yankees lost to the Astros in the American League Championship Series in both 2017 and 2019, while they were eliminated by the Boston Red Sox in the divisional round in 2018. The Yankees feel cheated about not winning the World Series in any one of those years, and their fans do as well. But being outraged is one thing. But my thing from the Yankee fan base and the Yankee organization, where was this outrage in 1996 when a fan, Jeffrey Mayer, reached over the right field fence at Yankee Stadium to help the Yankees win a playoff game versus the Baltimore Orioles? Or where was this outrage when the Yankees had players who were linked to performance-enhancing drugs on their teams during the 2000s? You look at the likes of A-Rod, Jason Giambi, and Gary Sheffield. And, of course, in the case of A-Rod, he helped the Yankees win a World Series title in 2009. And he had a very solid postseason that year. Of course, A-Rod had had criticism for many years from Yankee fans for not being able to deliver in October. And that year, he did. My point is this. Two wrongs do not make it right, but now it's convenient for the Yankees to be upset about this and use the sign-stealing scandal as a convenient excuse. And in the same breath, turn a blind eye when their beloved team benefited from any form of chicanery. Now, for the Yankees, they're upset about this. They felt like they should have been able to go out there and win. I understand that. But honestly, you're going into a new season now. Use this as fuel to motivate your fire. That's it. Because if you had issues with the Astros, you didn't have a problem giving one of their former pitchers, Gerrit Cole, a ton of money this offseason. And of course, when he was pressed about the sign-stealing scandal, he commented, but he really didn't comment. So you know that he knows more about it, and the Yankees really aren't going to force the issue with him. Why? Because he's doing their bidding right now. But in the case of the Yankees, you got to go out there and take care of your business. If you want to use this as an excuse, the best way to justify it is go out there and win the World Series this year. And of course, that's easier said than done. Don't get me wrong. The Yankees have one of the most talented teams in baseball heading into the 2020 season. But we know about the crapshoot that the October postseason can be. It takes one team to get hot and it takes one team to go in there cold. And really, the balance of power can shift quicker than a New York minute. So I want to see actions, and I don't want to see words from the Yankees or anybody else around baseball that is complaining about this. Put up or shut up. You want to go out there, take care of your business, win, move on, and leave this scandal behind you. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And with the tax deadline right around the corner, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.